أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Quran City, and in particular our focus at the moment has been on Musabbihat Crescent, the seven surah, the seven chapters of the Quran that begin with Subhan, or in essence begin with the glorification of Allah, which is the declaration of his perfection, the fact that he is absolutely flawless. So today we will look at Surah Al-Hadid. We've looked at Surah Al-Isra. This is Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57. Hadid means iron. There's 29 ayats. Now, the moment you think of iron, at that moment also it was a means of war, to make weapons of war and to establish justice. There is sometimes a need of war, but when the war is over, then iron has other uses too that are beneficial. The surah has always intrigued me because one, it is said that Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra used to like three surahs of the Quran, 55, 56, 57, which was Rahman, Waqia, and Hadid. And that always got me. The other thing, there's an ayah in here, which is an awesome statement. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in ayah 4, Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. And my grandmother used to repeat this all the time, which literally means, he is there with us wherever you are. I paraphrase it. He, as in divinity, is always with us to support and protect us wherever we are. So maybe something you could learn from Hadid, Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. Now, this is a Madani surah, and a little bit of the history about it. The Muslims were going through a lot. There was a lot of changes happening in Medina, and they needed motivation, and they needed something to combat the elements of hypocrisy that were creeping in. The Prophet said, hypocrisy will creep into you like a black ant on a black rock on a black night. Now, the focus of Surah Al-Hadid is to rethink our relationship with Allah and His Messenger. It also outlines the distractions that stop the human being from racing to divinely defined success, and literally goes to a success that is not divinely defined. We've divided the surah into five sections, and the first section is ayah 1 to 6. In essence, it is the awesomeness of Allah. That these first six ayat is a solution to a weakness in faith. Go back to basics, reflect on creation, and declare His perfection. I also love ayah 3. Wal awwalu wal akhiru wal dhahiru wal batinu wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. He's the first and the last, and the knower of the obvious and the hidden, and He is cognizant of absolutely everything. The second section, which is ayah 7 to 12, is literally a command to believe, a rethinking of our relationship with Allah, and its manifestation is always in charity. That's the manifestation of Iman. How do you serve other human beings? The third section, it's 13 to 15, it's three ayat, and it's the consequence of hypocrisy in the Akhirah. The fourth section outlines the distractions that stop the human being from racing, from pursuing divinely defined success. And in essence, it's ingratitude. It's vying for multiplication of wealth and children and hard hearts. And here there's an exhortation to run to forgiveness. Again, an ayah I absolutely adore. That's ayah 21. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها كأرض السماء والأرض. Compete, race, run towards the forgiveness of your Rabb and a garden whose extensiveness is the extensiveness of the heavens and the earth. In other words, run to your full potential. And then finally, ayah 25 to 29. It talks about why the prophets were sent. They were sent to implement personal and social justice. In the penultimate verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believe in His Messenger, aminu bi rasulihi. In exchange, you will get twice the portion of mercy and energy to walk with. It will empower you in all walks of your life. Recitation of the surah, understanding it, gives the human being courage. But I'll repeat the focus again. It's to rethink our relationship with Allah and His Messenger, and to look at the distractions that stop us, that stop human beings from racing to divinely defined success. And these distractions are entertainment, multiplication of wealth and children, and then the boasting, the showing off. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to have the courage to define our full potential in the dunya and the akhirah, and then to race towards it, to make sure we run towards it. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.